This is a podcast from Patriots.com.
It's good to be out on the field and start training camp, going through drills, having contact work, and starting a long road of building the base towards getting ready for the opener against Kansas City and a 16-game regular season schedule.
Patriots podcast live from Gillette Stadium in Foxborough.
Two practices today, and we'll just kind of keep rolling here for a while and try to concentrate on one day at a time, one meeting at a time, one practice at a time, put one foot in front of the other.
Now, with your Patriots 2008 training camp updates, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
That's right, baby. We are back. Gillette Stadium. It's pouring outside, but it's nice and cozy in the studio here in the bowels of the stadium. Training camp is back at it. The Patriots convened for the first media availability of training camp so far, although as Bill Belichick pointed out, they've been practicing for a couple days now doing some various things. Lots going on at Gillette Stadium. Fans couldn't see it, so PFW is here to update you on everything. The first thing I want to get to is sort of the releases of the day. Gerard Mayo reportedly has reached an agreement with the team. That's according to the Boston Globe. There is no release yet out on that.
Thank you for
from the PR department. Thank you, voice guy. I really appreciate you chiming in there. He's expected to be on the field soon, either this afternoon or tomorrow, potentially. And the guys not on the field, we have an interesting list of the PUP players. 12 players, which if you read earlier on Patriots.com, it was 11. It is now 12 officially. They corrected that. Quickly, we'll go through the list now. Jarvis Green, Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, Rodney Harrison, Ellis Hobbs, Nick Kazier, Stephen Neal, Oliver Ross, Bo Rood, Mike Vrabel, Wes Welker, Ryan Wendell, and Mike Wright. That's 12 players. Also, in addition to the roster for the start of training camp, defensive tackle Titus Adams, former draft pick of the Jets, has bounced around a bit. Paul Perillo joins me, not on PUP, Eric Scalavino. I don't know if he's physically able to perform, but he is here.
Mentally
unable. Guys, give me your first impressions. What hit you first today in the beautiful Dana-Farber Fieldhouse here at Gillette Stadium for the indoor training camp practice debut?
Well, just to add to your sort of procedural kind of things, Benjamin Watson also was not practicing, but not on PUP.
Right.
He was the one member that was not in uniform, that was not listed as a PUP guy. But, Andy, for me, the first impressions, obviously indoors, it's a little bit different. The dynamics change. It's a small, confined space, and I don't think it's as easy to kind of keep track of what's going on. But for me, the work with the passing game, I was impressed with Jason Webster. Webster and Fernando Bryant seemed to be the corners that got the first call again in the 7-on-7 drills and some of that stuff. I thought Webster was impressive. He was around the ball. I thought he did a good job on Randy Moss in a couple of plays. Obviously early, I don't want to put too much into it, but he's a guy that stood out to me.
You started with defense. I'm going to start with offense, Paul. My first impression was sort of a 1A and a 1B. 1A, Tom Brady did basically no throwing, and the running game was a big emphasis with Lawrence Maroney getting the bulk of the carries in the offense versus defensive drills. He was getting carry after carry with some mixed results. He'd get some good yardage here, and sometimes the defense would break through and tackle him for a loss. But running game was definitely the focus. Throwing, the backups, Castle and Gutierrez, both got a lot of reps when they were throwing the ball, but Brady, not so much. So those are the two things that really stood out to me.
My first impressions, I think we had a hint at this based on the schedule, which was three of the first 4 days of camp are projected to be double sessions for the players, although not all of them open to the public, so be sure to check Patriots.com for exact schedules. And I thought a very physical practice we saw this morning, even though it was inside and may have been limited a little
full
bit by
pads,
space.
Though.
Full pads, Eric said it right. We had some interior running drills, some banging. I thought it was a good start and maybe a good glimpse into what may not be necessarily a country club atmosphere here. As you know, everybody wants to talk about rebounding from a Super Bowl loss and how is this team going to come out of the gates. I think you saw a little glimpse of it today. Very physical first session out there.
And I don't think that's an accident, Andy. I think that probably the message that Bill Belichick is really trying to drill home to his team all off season is to move on. Mm-hmm. And get past, and we've talked, joked amongst it, what's next? How are they going to react? Where are they going to go?
Teddy Bruschi actually said, what's next, a number of times.
Kept saying it, so you wonder if maybe that's,
maybe
a
that's
motto
a t-shirt this year?
Yeah, within a locker room. We'll keep an eye out for that, but you guys all noticed the same thing. We all were in separate interviews with different players, and we heard variations of that pretty much with everybody. So I don't think it was an accident that Bill had them out there quick. banging heads, and any hangover effect, I think he's going to try to knock right out of them.
As well,
and
he should.
And that's what do you say? The motto, our mode right now is getting better for the next practice.
Yes, one day at a time,
sure.
One step at a
one
time.
One foot in front of the other.
Right. A couple more procedural things. Tank Williams saw a lot of action at inside linebacker next to Teddy Bruschi, especially in some of those interior run drills.
That was the interesting part.
It's interesting to keep an eye on that through camp. Tank Williams appears to be as much a linebacker at this point as he is a safety, the position he's played previously in his career, although he's always been kind of a versatile player and done a lot of different
things. He said
things.
He has a lot of experience playing at or around the line of scrimmage, so this to him, it wasn't that big of a change. But I did ask him specifically about being in a 3-4 interior, and he said, yeah, with anything, there's an adjustment period.
And we'll see how that changes once Mayo gets onto the field and how the rotation sort of plays out with Hobson.
Another lineup piece of information with Nick Kazier on PUP. The right side of the – and Stephen Neal also on PUP. We kind of expected, I think, that coming off the shoulder and knee issues from last year. The right side of the offensive line with the first unit, right guard Russ Hochstein, the oft-used veteran, and Wesley Britt getting plenty of reps with that first unit at right tackle. Hey, Russ, how are you? Good to see you getting some reps out there, although I'm sure you didn't want
to be the director?
Teammate.
Why can't I be the director?
Because he's not. The director is Tom Brady.
And he didn't get a lot of action, as Eric pointed out.
Not a lot of action, and spoke to the media, had a large contingent, discussed the fact that he did not get one of the primary parking spots here for the players at Gillette Stadium, was not one of the winners in the offseason program. Talked a little bit about that and the fact that at this point in his career, maybe there's some other priorities in life that, you know, kind of got in the way in the offseason. He had to take care of some things that he can't do during the football season when it is football 24/7. He also talked about how, you know, while he was enjoying the time off and got to do some things, he certainly is ready to get back at it.
You know, in March and April, you're not so excited about football, but once June and July come, you're anxious to get back and be with your teammates and start getting back to work.
And while he's back to work, he didn't do a lot today. But don't be concerned. You know, there was that AP report that, you know, he might still be hindered. That was an erroneous report. They took a joke and ran with it.
Exactly.
The last time you saw him, he was getting banged up, but he doesn't feel banged up at this point.
21. I think, I feel like I'm getting younger. I feel like my body feels really good. Feels like it's in good shape, and my arm feels really good, and my mind feels good, most importantly. So I think we're ready to kind of attack this season and see what we can make of it.
His arm's feeling really good because he didn't throw the ball today, so why would it feel bad? He didn't do anything. All it did was hold his helmet next to his side while standing
think,
next to Josh McDaniels.
That Castle and Gutierrez handled themselves well.
Threw the ball well, and guess what?
Yeah. With their opportunities, they
need the reps
well.
Because they're fighting for a job.
Yeah.
Tom
right.
Brady not fighting for a job. Bill Belichick needs to see those guys more than Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
So the important thing for Brady at any point in camp is to get good reps and not just waste the bullets in the gun at this point in the year.
I think for me, throwing twice a day, I don't think it's important. You know, I think, you know, making sure the reps that I take are good reps rather than, like I said, two practices a day is, you know, it's good for arm soreness, what it's good for me. Some guys can do it, but I think for me, over the long term, it's going to be beneficiary to pace it.
And another thing that he will benefit from is the fact that one of his great friends, but great nemesis, and a Matt Light nemesis, is no longer in the division. Recently, Jason Taylor traded quickly from Parcells to the Washington Redskins, where he'll wear number 55 and will not be quite the same headache he has been over the last few years, twice a year, to the Patriots.
Looks like you don't have to face your buddy Jason Taylor too often this season. You happy about that?
Yeah. Yeah, I think Light and I would like pop the cold beer to, you know, when I saw that transaction. We were the two most excited players, you know, in the NFL. So I appreciate that very much. I let him know it as well.
Would Light admit that, do you think?
Oh, yeah. We were hugging each other. I mean, it was awesome.
Nice little gift from Parcells.
It is what it is.
Yeah, that's a nice pat on the back for Tom Brady. He won't have to get hit with Jason Taylor all those times. And Matt Light, his number should only improve. You know, he's already an all-pro tackle.
That's right.
He should look better and better as the years go on. The offensive line, clean-shaven.
Uh-huh.
Matt Light had short hair, no beard. Logan Mankins looked
they
his boyish self. Yeah. Buzz cut for Dan Copen.
Of course, maybe they were actually trying to imitate Russ Hochstein, because that's how he always looks, even when they were doing the bearded brothers.
Can't grow
thing.
Anything, but,
right.
You know, he's in that starting group now based on...
Hi there.
Hey, Russ. How are you again? Anyway, an exciting, I thought, first day of training camp, as exciting as it can be inside. Torrential conditions, so the evening workout today on Thursday is expected to also be indoors. But as always, we urge you as a fan, check Patriots.com first before you make any plans of coming down here to Gillette. But once the weather turns, be sure you get your butt down here and enjoy the show, because
it doesn't last long.
It doesn't last long. You got one of the best teams in football back in action, taking the first steps and the building blocks towards what they hope will be a championship season. But that's going to put the wraps on this training camp podcast, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.